hedge trimmer that works like a hay mow.
Is that power driven?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The clippers is how power driven. I think there's some. I know I don't think there's any clippers that's been power driven.
Mm-hmm.
But what? The hand clippers would be just head shears.
Uh-huh. What do you call the electric thing that you could use for frying eggs in or cooking in?
Electric skillet, that's all I can say.
And something you'd use for getting the dust and all off the carpet with?
Carpet sweeper or a vacuum sweeper.
What's a vacuum? Is that power driven?
A vacuum sweeper is power driven.
There's a thing inside the vacuum sweeper where the dust collects.
Bag.
Huh?
Bag.
Okay. Any special name for the bag?
Yeah. That's what you always ask for when you buy them. For a certain number of sweeper, you to ask for a certain for that bag for them.
Uh-huh. And sometimes when you take clothes to the dry cleaners, when they come back to protect the clothes, they put a thing of plastic.
Cellophane.
Uh-huh.
Bag, or they put a bag. It used to be paper, now they use a real light cellophane.
Mm-hmm. And what you put your dirty clothes in?
Clothes hamper.
Huh?
Hamper.
And if you're mopping the floor, what you'd use to hold the sudsy water?
Bucket.
And where you'd, in the kitchen, like when you want to throw something away, like the potato peelings or something like that, you'd put it in a...
Well, if you live in a modern house, you put it down in the garbage disposal.
Okay. What about things like cans that you can't put down the garbage disposal?
Well, the cans, you just put them in trash. In a trash bag, garbage bag, uh-huh. Trash bag. Or you have a... Now we got some modern, we also have a compactor.
What's that like?
And that's... You put your trash in there, and then you press a little button, and then it automatic compresses it down to a real small block.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it is. It's a trash compactor.
If you don't have a trash, well, even if you do, where would you carry the, what would you have in your yard? A big, maybe metal or plastic thing?
We have a garbage can, but now we have garbage bags.
Uh-huh.
So you either put it in a garbage can or in a garbage bag, which is plastic bag. And they have one they call Hefty, is supposed to be the best one on, mm-hmm. on the market. So I don't know.
In some, like if you were living in an apartment, instead of, you might have a huge metal thing, several, well, at least about 5 feet high or so, where you could take your garbage out and put it in there.
Well, that was commonly known as an incinerator, but you don't use it around Houston anymore, I'll tell you that for sure.
That would burn it?
You would burn it.
What's something that they have now, that all it does is just hold it in there, just a big metal container, and then a truck comes and... You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. If the only thing I could call it would be a trash container.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I could call it. I don't know what they call it. That's just come along in recent years. It's a big old truck picks up mm-hmm. and dumps it over in the top of it.
What do you call the person who's in the truck and, you know, whose job is to